Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I was just talking with CeeLo during the break. You're telling me Keith Hernandez is going to Richard Neer's house?
I believe they live in the same community now. Keith moved from, I don't know which residence he gave up, or he has a new place as of June. And Richard at the time, there's a picture out there of Richard helping
him
move into his new spot.
I heard about that.
So yeah. I believe it's in the, I don't know if it's the same development or whatever. So he's got him coming over to his place tomorrow, meaning Keith to Richard. Richard's doing 6 to 10 tomorrow morning for Boomer and Gio.
Which he always
and
does,
Keith,
right?
Right. And Keith is scheduled to join him from 8 to 10.
But for 2 hours?
From his home studio.
I just assumed it was like a Zoom situation.
I don't think so. I mean, maybe, but the way he...
Not only is he booking...
He's going over there.
Yeah.
In the same room as Richard.
And it's insane. Not only is Richard Neer booking Keith Hernandez on Thanksgiving morning for 2 hours,
yes,
he's booking him in studio. You know,
in his own home studio. Yeah. They're going to hang out at the Neer residence and chop it up a little bit here on The Fan.
That's incredible.
He's going to take calls the whole nine yards.
You know, not that I always want to work Thanksgiving, but I used to love working on... Are you working... So you're working tomorrow morning?
I'll be doing, yes, top of the hour updates. It's not the true Boomer and Geo format, which is fine. Because especially with Keith in, you know, they've got things they need to get to, those two.
Running the board was always the best. Like, even hearing you saying we have your tradition, full coverage, all the games.
Right.
You're sitting here, you kick your feet up, you order food, you push the button. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Have you, before we let you go, CeeLo, I know you want to get out of here and enjoy the holiday.
I'm good.
Because Rosie and Dover are of no help with this. Are you familiar with Jennifer Hudson and the walk-up?
A little bit more than them. Like, I've seen it a couple times, but I can't give you much more than, it's kind of in passing. I've seen it on my timeline somewhere.
What do you think of it? Am I like a negative person because I look at that and be like, all right, nobody's really that happy. Keep it moving. We don't need to see
Are you a negative person? No, I'm sure there's a lot of people that would share your... No, would I go out of my way? No. No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what if they did that here with you? Like, Boomer, because Boomer does play the music loud in the back. I heard that today in his office.
Oh, that he used to do that in Astoria. Blaring. Over the intercom.
I never heard, usually the door is shut back there, but this morning it was blaring.
Some morning when he needs a little juice, he'll get the loud music going.
All right, so there you go. So maybe we need a little juice around here.
Yeah.
Certainly, we know we could use it.
I think you're right on that. Why maybe not? Get Jennifer Hudson in here.
Yeah, or just rip, we rip bits off all the time from others. Maybe we should rip that off.
That's right. There
Rosie and Dove, get to it. I mean, come on, start singing when I come in from... I want to come down the hall into the studio from break next time. Right. You guys make me feel good.
It's like the pumped up, the high-energy walk-up song for the baseball guys. We need that around here.
I think that's where it comes from, really. I'm just jealous of it. It's not that I don't like it. It's not that I'm a miserable person. It's that I want to be that happy.
What do they say? Jealousy is the purest form of flattery or something like that. I might have that wrong.
Nice. Dove. All right, CeeLo. Thanks, CeeLo. Enjoy the holiday.
All right, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I just want to be happy. And when I see other people being happy like that, at that level, it makes me envious.
I think imitation
is the best form. Yeah,
that's what it was.
Jealousy is not
No, there is. Jealousy is the greatest form of flattery.
Interesting. Okay, so then I'm flattering them because I'm jealous of their... I'm envious of their happiness. That's what I want. I want to walk in the studio and have somebody singing and dancing for me and singing a song. That's what I want. They could sing the old jingles.
Put it on your Christmas
Licata.
List.
Oh,
I missed the jingles.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, oh, yeah.
How cool would that be? All right, come on, guys. Instead, over here, I look to Rosie. He's like,
I don't know.
Rosie's saying, hold on. Dove? I don't know.
Ask Rosie about the dog shows. He can give you a full breakdown.
Yeah,
year-to-year results.
He's an expert with that.
Yes.
BT and Sal Show on The Fan, presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Giants. You know, as for the slate tomorrow, I don't think you could get a better slate of football games than we have on Thanksgiving. Generally, these games are... Oh, God, the Lions. For years, the Lions have stunk, and then when the Lions are good, maybe it's a squash game. But this is a great matchup, a very meaningful matchup in the NFC, in particular in the NFC North with those two teams going head-to-head. So you look forward to that getting things started, and that's going to be the trick. I don't know what you guys do. For me, I'm going to be in place, as always. One of my favorite things about Thanksgiving is that, I grew up we would always host Thanksgiving. Well, I guess before my grandparents died. But anyway, the majority of my life or adulthood was my parents hosting Thanksgiving. So I would just wake up in the house that we were hosting, put on the games, and don't have to worry about it. Now, I do love going back to my mom's house, but I make sure I'm there ahead of time. I'm not traveling. Are you kidding me? Traveling during the game? You got to be in place. I want to be in place for the parade. Forget about just the football game. So I'm going to be leaving early tomorrow morning, make sure I'm there nice and early, help with whatever I need to do, get the turkey out of the fridge, whatever. But I want to watch the game. You got to be in place by 12:30, especially for this big game. And then you got the Chiefs and the Cowboys. And we just kind of eat all day. There's no real set time, which is what I like, because I don't want to sit around the table. Now you're missing some of the game. What time do you start dinner? You can't start it during Cowboys-Chiefs. No way. And then even the late game, which I used to love when I was single, because it's like, oh, why not more football? This is great. What else do I got to do? But now it's like, yeah, all right, I'm kind of footballed out after the two games. Maybe need to watch a Christmas movie with my daughter or talk to my wife for a few seconds before bed. You know what I mean? But this is also, to me, an interesting game. With Burrow coming back, not to mention the fantasy implications that are on the line here as you go down to the wire of your fantasy season. But Burrow coming back, a good rival, and the AFC North being wide open with the Ravens and Steelers atop that division. Bengals in a very outside, but still an outside chance. I know they're not any good. I know their defense stinks. But you look at the teams in front of them, they play the Ravens twice in the next 3 weeks. If they happen to win two of those games, they could be back in the mix for the AFC North. But at least Burrow back. If no Burrow, then I'd say, nah, no point to watch. Burrow back makes it interesting. And Lamar hasn't been himself. But that is a tremendous slate of football games. As a matter of fact, I'm excited for the slate because it's an important slate, a good slate of football games. But it's almost too good for Thanksgiving. You almost like some of the games where it's like, all right, I don't have to rush and be in my in-laws' house by noon because I really don't care about the Lions game anyway. Or, all right, we could watch the Lions game, but I don't care what time you start dinner because Cowboys-Commanders, Cowboys-Giants, not really doing it for me. You know, assuming you're not a Giant fan, I'm just saying a crappy game. But now it's like the food is going to be secondary. Family's always secondary. Food and family both going to take a backseat to the football tomorrow. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Back to the calls on Bill Belichick. John is calling from Philadelphia. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, Sal. Thanks for taking the call. You know, I get those dancing videos, too, in my feed. I have no clue how to get rid of them. But yeah, if you figure it out, please, on the air, please let us all know. I don't know how to get rid of them.
I'm going to try, John. I mean, I'm all for being open to different things, but I'm with you. I just feel like they're force-feeding it down our throats, and I don't need to see that all the time. I'll let you know.
Might be sponsored. Yeah, who knows? So, two quick points about the Giants. First, going back to the early 90s, I believe only Dan Reeves and Pat Shermer, don't quote me on this, but I believe those are the only two coaches to ever be the head coach for the Giants that did not previously work as a coordinator or a position coach or have a connection to Bill Belichick. So the point with Mike McCarthy, I was on board with him, but I don't even know if Steve Tisch and John Mayer would even sign off on that because of that lack of connection. That's the first point. Second point is I heard a caller say earlier about you know, how Belichick destroyed Mac Jones and, you know, Cam Newton and whoever the coach or the quarterback is in North Carolina. We can't compare those three guys in Jackson Dart. If we think Jackson Dart is the real deal, which I do believe he has that potential to be, a guy like Bill Belichick comes in and he elevates Jackson Dart. He's not going to destroy him. So again, with Jackson Dart, I have no issues there. He's the biggest asset for the Giants. I think Bill Belichick will only promote his growth.
Correct. I think you just nailed it. Now we're getting warmer, John, and thank you for the call. Now we're getting warmer. If you look at where the Giants are at, forget even the history of Belichick and the Giants. Look at where the Giants are at and what they are in desperate need of. A competent, stable, experienced, proven head coach. I don't know how anybody could dispute that. Other than being interested or finding the thought of the unknown appealing, I don't know how anybody could dispute what they are in need of.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And find me the more qualified, proven head coach than Bill Belichick. We're not asking him to build this thing from the ground up. We're not asking him to search, find, develop the franchise quarterback. They found it. They have one in Jackson Dart. You're asking him to elevate not only the quarterback, but the rest of the team with some pieces in place. This is as good a scenario as you could ask for Bill Belichick. Now, maybe there are other openings that shake free that Bill finds better. I don't know, but it's got to be one with some pieces in place, in particular, a quarterback in place. He's not going to screw it up. He's only going to make it better. He didn't screw up the Patriots. It just got, you know, I don't want to say it just got old or stale there, but it kind of did. You lost Brady. There was clearly a letdown. He went after Cam Newton, not a great quarterback, especially at that point, won 7 games. Even in the bad years, Bill finds a way to win games. Mac Jones in his rookie season, he won 10 games. Mac Jones isn't great, and he's in one of the best offensive systems, if not the best offensive system for a quarterback, with Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco. And Mac Jones also is learning. He should be better now than he was with New England in year one and year two. He should be. But they won 10 games that year and then 8 games the year after that. Let's not make it like it's awful. Okay, then 4-13. That is awful. That was bad. And they decided to move on. But the Giants have some pieces in place. The Patriots needed a full rebuild. They never really fully rebuilt that. And in part, the problem was Belichick having his hands all over everything. I'm not asking to hire him as the general manager. I'm asking to hire him as the head coach. I want him to coach. Obviously, he's going to have some say in picking the players, but I want him to coach. Nick is calling from Bayshore. What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's up, Sal? How are you, bud?
Good. How are you, man?
Good, good. So, you're tired of watching Jennifer Hudson videos? I just want to kind of like give you an idea how to reset your algorithm.
Oh, okay. Now, does that mean I'm going to get less, you know what I mean, Jessica Alba type stuff?
What was that again?
Does that mean if I reset my algorithm, I'm going to get less Jessica Alba type stuff? You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Mm. Yeah, that's probably going to happen too.
Okay, but I could quickly redo that with the algorithm. Okay, so tell me how to do it.
All right, so go to your open up your Instagram.
Yeah, I'm on there now.
Okay, so go to the icon on the bottom right. Go to your icon.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have 3 bars on the top right.
Yeah.
Scroll all the way down to where it says content preferences, which is like,
ooh, there we go. I see it. Yeah.
While you see, go to that, then go to the bottom. It says reset suggested.
Thank you for the call. I think you might have cursed there. Thank you for walking us through that, Nick. So there you go. For all you listeners out there, go to Instagram. He did curse, right? He said you won't see as much of that S as.
We both dumped it.
Yeah, okay. Right? So we all got that. Anyway, so there you go. Thank you, Nick and Bayshore, helping us out.
Which means that nobody heard his advice on how to reset it.
Well, I'll have to reset quickly. You go to the Instagram. You go to the bottom right with your icon on it. You hit the three line thing up top, and then you go down to the preferences. It's right in there. So there's a way to do it. Your 3 little lines atop. You go to that. You scroll all the way down. Content preferences. You reset it. Boom. There you go. Thank you, Nick. He's the Thanksgiving Day hero. Look at that. Good job. I'm going to be honest with the audience right now. I followed all the steps right up until I could have hit the button to say reset the content.
And you didn't do it.
I don't want to lose the Jessica Alba stuff. I got to figure it out. I don't want to just make rash decisions here live on the air in the middle of a show. Okay? Risk reward. I got to think about this after the show. I'll have some time. Do I really want to reset? Is it I could just pass by these stupid Jennifer Hudson videos. Do I really want to risk resetting my entire
if
content?
If you follow her, it should not be a problem.
But it's not just her, is what I'm saying. My algorithm, you know what I mean? It's also not just that. There are some sports things as well. You know, some. Dennis is calling from Yonkers. How are you, Danny?
Sal, how are you, buddy?
Happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. You know, you sound like the 2025 version of the 1980 guys who used to say, I just buy Playboy for the articles.
Jessica Alba is very uplifting, Dennis. Much well, like Sydney Sweeney when she joined us a couple weeks back.
And, of course, your wife did not listen to the show.
She knows the deal.
Yeah. Okay. So let's. I'm not even in the name the next coach category. I have to put first things first. I need to get rid of the people who have contributed to 21-43-1. Mm. Do you want me to say that again? 21-43-1 over the last 4 years. The last three years being the worst. That's Shane, Kafka, and I thought they were great choices when they picked them. I was wrong, and the Giants were wrong. I mean, they're just it hasn't worked. Shane has put together a roster that is in the mid-20s constantly in metrics and has never been higher than that. It should be in his fourth year in ascending roster to a playoff championship caliber team, and it's not. And if I hear one more time he believes in everybody, and it's just a couple of post games, I'm going to get nauseous. It's worse than Dable. And his time management is awful. In Dallas, the overtime calls, instead of playing for a field goal, second and four, throwing the ball out of bounds instead of just running it, again, getting it a second time, and then throwing a hitch, four-yard hitch, that ends up a moon ball, Donovan Wilson standing under it like a center fielder catching a can of corn, the Denver third and five. This is Kafka. And last week's field goal. I'll give you a couple of numbers on the field goal. You ready? 43.1%. Your chances of converting fourth and goal to six in that scenario. 94.2 to kick the field goal. If the Lions take over where they have taken over average field position off the seven kickoffs at the 32-yard line, 23% that they score a touchdown. I know Jahmyr Gibbs was unstoppable, but those are the numbers.
Yeah, we disagreed. I understand. I know you're more of a metrics guy than I am. I disagree. I like the aggressive nature to them. Not that I felt great that they were going to convert. I didn't think kicking the field goal would do much good with 3 minutes to go with that Lions team versus a Giants team, that defense that collapses regularly. So I still think they would have lost the game. And the best chance, from my perspective anyway, was if they do in fact score the touchdown there, then the nail is in the coffin. That game is over.
This is small picture. It's building to the big picture of why I can't have Kafka as my head coach, Shane as my GM. It has gotten to the point now where you just have to move on. I mean, I don't know. If they come back, what are you going to do? You're going to be sitting here, let's see, 21-43-1. You're going to wait till we're 25-55-1. I don't know.
But they're close, Dennis. I mean, everybody's telling me that they're close.
Close to what? The metrics. No, I'll be fair. The metrics last year said they should have been 7-10. The metrics this year say they should be 5-7. But they're not. And why aren't? It's a myriad of reasons. Depth on the roster, game and time management, poor coaching, poor effort on the field, which we've seen a number of times. And I'll wrap it up with this.
I want to know who you want next before you leave. Give me that one, but go ahead.
It doesn't matter, Sal, who I want next. I want Gruden. But that's never
okay. But at least you want an experienced guy. Okay, go ahead, finish up.
I'll take Jeff Hafley, who's run a program at Boston College. I did a deep dive into his defenses. I think I texted it to you.
Yes,
and he's excellent. But we got to do the first thing first. I'm afraid. I know this. If they keep Shane, they're going to keep. If they keep Shane, Kafka's going to be here, and it's going to be the same old, same old. If I hit my head against the wall 10 times, the wall's going to win 10 times. You got to stop it and move on. As much as I don't like turning it over again, you've got a terrific young quarterback. The next guy will be happy to coach him.
Happy Thanksgiving, Denny.
You too, buddy.
We'll talk to you soon. Dennis and Yonkers, obviously a great caller to the station for a long time, but a great, passionate New York Giants fan. And we text quite often, and he's always upset about his Giants. Hard to disagree with what he said as far as the... I don't know how you disagree with the record. The results. So the metrics could say they should be this, should be that. How about what they are? I do believe that this is tough to say because of the circumstance with the health with Mr. Maher. So nobody knows, how that's going to play out and who's ultimately. This is the guy we're talking about making all the decisions for this football team for as long as I can remember. So that's obviously a huge thing here. But I do believe ultimately they're going to move on from Shane and Kafka. That's my hope and it's my ultimate belief. But I'm not 100% sure because I don't think anybody could be at this point when we don't know how the decision making is going to go. And at the very least, forget about what I believe is going to happen. That is what I would do. I know that that needs to happen. And if it does, some could say Gruden, some could say McCarthy, I'm saying Belichick.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.